Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, Jay.
Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toed cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant?
Well, it's Memorial Day, so.
Yeah.
Celebrating the war movies early there, a little full metal jacket for you.
Was that a crack of a Pepsi I heard right there?
Yes, it was. Hitting it hard and early.
Going ham on the Pepsi.
That's right. Very manly of me.
Yeah. Don't drink too many and then go out and drive.
No, because I really can't stand to use public restrooms.
Yeah. And plus the cops are swarming.
No,
at least
well,
they
yeah,
are
big,
up here.
Big,
oh, my God.
Big weekend for the police.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it used to be when we were a dry county, there would be like four state troopers lined up between here and the Missouri line as people would drive up there to get their refreshments.
Yes.
And they would try to hit them there on Highway 65 coming back from Branson. But now they have to just, you know, strategically disperse around the city.
Yes.
Pick people up. Anyway.
Yeah.
No DUI checkpoints, though. They haven't gotten around to doing that yet.
Oh, boy. We got those all the time up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that DUIs decreased rather dramatically after we became a wet county. And it just infuriates the anti-liquor people. They just think, well, I just refuse to believe this. They just stopped trying. That's what happened. No, actually, people can now go to the store, get their stuff, and go home and drink.
And go home and drink it. Yeah, that's crazy. It's probably pissing off the state police, too. I mean, not that it's about safety. It's not about revenue enhancement or anything.
No. Just like those red light cameras have nothing to do with revenue.
No.
It's strictly about safety, your safety.
Yes. Keeping you and your children safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to throw the children in there.
Right. Yeah. And just like the click it or ticket, you know, it's trying to keep you safe.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's happening
really
today, Matt?
Oh. I'll tell you what, Jay. It's a sunny day. It's a bright, sunshiny day.
Oh.
It's going to hit about 70. Still, you know, a little under average, but not much.
Yeah.
Winds have calmed down. Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. Still, it's okay for some cookouts and outdoor activities here on the unofficial kickoff to the summer.
Exactly. We already cooked out, actually, Jay.
Oh, you did?
Well, in a way, we had a couple sausages and hot dogs. we threw in the skillet. Of course, then we put them in the fridge so we could have them later. You know how we eat here in the Bagwine dish. And, yeah, and Schmoop was busy. She went ahead and made a very Memorial Day, very American side dish to go along with the dogs. Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese.
There
we go. Man, you guys might as well just throw up the American flag and crank up the John Philip Sousa while you're eating. Cause
I don't know about the American flag, but I'm going to throw up my freak flag later. With any luck.
Well, that's good, too, then.
Yeah. And yourself?
Yeah. Oh, just wonderful. It's already 70 degrees here. It's going to be a little warmer here today, a little humid, as it is at this time of year. And maybe a late afternoon shower or something like that, you know.
You mean for you, or it's going to rain? What do you mean?
But, no, I had my morning shower.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I'm a morning shower kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I took a shower at 7 o'clock this morning.
I took a dump at 7 o'clock this morning.
You know, we didn't need to know that, but you know why I was up so early?
Why were you up so early?
I got my wake-up call this morning from the
you did.
At 6:34 from the one and only Sione.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
A direct call from the Philippines, baby.
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I mean, that's hot.
That is hot. She's awesome.
Awesome.
That is one awesome, awesome chick. Broad, whatever she likes to be called.
A little hard to understand sometimes.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
I wish she could speak American a little better, but. That's okay.
Got some people wandering into the chat room.
I see that. We got a couple guests, and we got Sue, and we got Barbara. How are you?
We got Barbara. Yeah.
And of course, J-Man.
Our favorite Canadian.
Our favorite person, period. The one
Miss
and only.
Jay. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
How you doing, eh?
Yeah.
All right. And I got a little shout-out to Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
For they took my request for extra sauce seriously last night. Laid the sauce to it. That's good. Makes me happy.
They laid the sauce to your pie, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes even you tell them extra sauce, and they don't really do much extra.
Don't I know it, because I have someone very near and dear to me who is a big extra sauce person.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, if you don't get extra sauce, the leftover dries out a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are important things to think about, Matt.
and it crumbles in your food safe gloves, doesn't it?
No, it's just a little, you know, just no real, you know, it's even less sauce the next day. It's absorbed so much of it, dried out. Anyway.
How does that happen? What, do you have rice on your pizza or something?
No, it's just the cool, dry environment of the fridge. And some people just leave the pizza sitting there in the box on the counter and still have it the next day, but can't quite bring myself to do that. I mean, I could when I was 20, but...
Yeah, well, yeah. But intestines change over time.
Yes, they do. But anyway, so I ordered a pizza from them one time with extra sauce. And it got there, delivered to me, and it had no sauce. And so I called them up, and they're like, well, it says X sauce on the ticket. And I'm like, you know, guys, don't you have your own system?
Maybe you called the Bizarro pizza place where everything
I know.
Reverse.
Anyway, they ended up giving me a free pizza, so it worked out.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. And Barbara wants to know if this is the start of the barbecue season. It certainly is. We'll get into that here in a little bit.
Oh, yes, we will.
And for, barbecue season's pretty much year-round for me, though. I can have barbecue at any time, any day.
Well, that's because you
pulled pork barbecue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A little pulled pork barbecue, maybe. And chicken barbecue's okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you have both pigs and chickens just roaming through your backyard.
We do, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of roaming through the backyard, I have new neighbors, too.
Really?
New neighbors, yep. I knew it was coming. They were down here this week. The manager was up there with the clipboard, making sure the apartment was all ready, so I knew somebody had rented it.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't gotten a real good look at, I don't know if it's one or two people. If it's two people, they're really quiet for two people.
Oh, that's good.
But there were three or four dudes. Had a few friends of his helping him move in. And didn't really, like I said, haven't checked him out. Haven't met him yet. So far, so good. I did see him leaving the other day, and I saw some of his friends, or at least who I thought might be his friends, when they were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And my initial thought was my new neighbor is going to be, instead of playing rap music, we'll be doing this. But he might have just hired them to help him move. I don't know.
Well, you can be looking forward to Juneteenth.
Exactly. But I tell you, that's far preferable to the last guy in the music he played. So
I can handle a little,
you know, like every night, 11 o'clock, a little mariachi music before bed. Not a problem.
Not a problem. It's like closing time at Taco Bell, you know? It's better than listen to Rat and whatever.
Uh-huh. Or to 90s rap. Or today's country. Ugh.
Oh. See,
that's
I'm not a big country fan to begin with, but I do I do like some old country acts. Oh, today's country is just awful. Just awful.
Yeah. It's just horrible. And the Indianapolis 500 is starting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They still run
exciting.
That?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I thought the last winner was Bobby Rahal. I guess I'm just out of the loop on that. I'm out of
the
2.5 mile loop on that.
Yeah. Well, the last guy I saw win the race was Al Unser Senior. So. Yeah.
Well, we're getting a little noise from the live studio audience, Jay. We got to keep that down.
Yes, I heard that. No.
Quiet down. Quiet down.
Yeah. We don't want any laughter. That ruins a comedy show.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think we will have any more laughter from judging from the look I just got.
You have a way of bringing the laughter to an end.
Well, you know, it's a gift. I do have a shout out, a happy shout out, Jay.
Oh, all right.
Beyond all expectations. Friday, May 24th. My son.
A date which will live in infamy.
Uh-huh. And inexplicably, my son graduated.
Outstanding.
His last day. Well, I'll tell you what, though. Now,
well.
Graduation is not till next Saturday.
They haven't actually handed him the diploma yet, have they?
No, they have not.
He still has to lay low for a week.
Yes, he does. And that's troublesome for him. He likes to get into things, experiment.
Going to have a little free time on his hands for a few days.
All week.
Yeah. He'll have to hold on to that freak flag of his for...
Oh, that was creepy.
Yeah, well, congratulations to the R man.
Yeah, here's the Rhino. He actually made it.
Yep.
Presumably.
Yeah, we assume. We'll just go ahead and assume he has. We have faith in him.
That's what I was looking for.
Right, so his graduation is next Saturday.
Next Saturday, J-Man. And I will actually be able to attend.
Yep. You're going to be there, and you have you got your crying towel to take with you? Are you going to wear your tux?
I should. Show up with a cigarette and a 7 and 7.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, what about, well, now when he, when they announce his name, are you going to get up and yell and jump up and down and scream?
Yeah, I will. And I'm going to say USA, USA.
All right. Yeah, because I remember when I graduated high school. They called out my name and I went up there on stage, got my diploma, and there were like 4 people clapping. And everybody else was like, "Yeah, whatever."
I remember. Oh, and I'll tell you what, a friend of the show whose daughter sang on this show, one Tiffany, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I remember.
She posted on Facebook that yesterday, which would have been, what, May 25th, 30 years ago is when we graduated from high school. Yeah. And there was kind of a big deal, too, Jay, because boys weren't allowed to wear earrings to the ceremony.
Oh.
Yes. And I got that changed. I was a mover and a shaker back then, J-Man.
You were a rebel rouser.
I was, because back in 83, I'll tell you what, that was a big deal.
Yeah. Boys wearing earrings in Ronald Reagan's America. I just can't imagine it.
And they changed the policy. Boys could wear earrings as long as it was tasteful. So you know what
John,
my mom did?
That John Holmes earring was out, huh?
Yeah. You know what my mom did?
What's that?
She bought me a little diamond stud.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, they definitely wouldn't have let you wear the cross earring, would they? The ACLU
would
have been all up in arms.
They would promote it today.
Yeah. In fact, that'd probably be the only one they would allow today.
Mm-hmm. But they're being persecuted Christians.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Barbara wants to know why men like to wear earrings.
I don't know. Well,
no.
I can answer that question in my case. Barbara, when I was 17, my hot girlfriend said, "You should get your ear pierced, and it's your birthday, and I'll buy it for you." So I said, "Okay." There you go.
There you go. And a lot of thought went into that one, huh?
Yeah.
I almost got my ear pierced in college, my freshman year. We were at the mall, and they were doing it for free at some place.
Wow.
And there were 3 of us, but none of us would agree to go first because we all thought the other two would, would chicken out. So, didn't happen. That was my only brush with the old earring world.
I was thinking maybe as a graduation present I would take my son Rhino out and get his ear pierced.
Yeah, because that'd go over well.
Well, it would be kind of a present to me, too.
Well, earrings usually come in a set, so you guys could...
Oh, we could have the same one.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How cool would that be?
Uh-huh.
You know, go around town, both of them, wearing the same earring.
Yes.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. So, here's something weird that happened to me this week, Matt.
I'm listening.
Monday night. Was it Monday? Yeah, Monday night was when all the storms were, right? That's when the big tornado hit Moore, Oklahoma. Shout out to everybody in Moore, Oklahoma.
Yep,
that was a rough one.
Yep.
Man, rough, rough. Big F5 tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the remnants of those storms rolled through here, God's country.
Mm-hmm.
And about the time I went to bed, we were getting some pretty good lightning and some thunder and rain and stuff. And as is my habit, I, of course, just before going to bed, had to take a look out the window and see what's happening out there.
Of course.
And so I go over, and of course the room is pitch black, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull the curtain away and take a little look out, and just at that time there's a big flash of lightning, and there was a person standing right there outside my window. And it was just like in the movies, because it just scared the shit out of me.
Were they checking that spot again?
No, they were just wandering on by. They live in the next building over, and they were just... But it was just like in the movies, you know, when somebody looks out the window and there's lightning and you see a silhouette of, you know, the serial killer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's... almost fell over the bed, jumping away from the window.
Well, at least you didn't walk yourself into the corner of the bedroom again.
No, I didn't do that this time.
That's good.
As I went around, back around to go to bed, I just kind of hugged the edge of the bed so I don't get lost in the bedroom in the darkness.
You know, you could always buy a coal miner's hat.
I could. Well, you know, I could just, you know, I could just push the little button on my cell phone so the screen would light up. That'll light up an entire football stadium.
There you go.
It's so bright. So I could do that, too. Just carry it with me so that I could probably drop it in the dark and then step on it.
Yes. I had a bit of an unfortunate event at the beer mine yesterday, J-Man.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Just one incident. Other than that, everything was great. It was perfect. They were all beer drinkers. They knew what they wanted. It wasn't a bunch of people who came through and said, I'm thirsty. I need a pop. What kind of pop do you have? No, it was all beer drinkers. They knew what they wanted. However, I had one moment of downtime. So I'm sitting at the desk in the office watching the cameras and playing a little bit of solitaire. And I noticed a car had stopped prior to coming into the entrance. And said driver of the car was a fairly attractive woman. And I'm going, now you do it. I can't wait for you to come in. And then, Jay, she dumped her ashtray in the parking lot.
Oh, man.
So I proceed to go outside and wait for her to come in, and she pulled in and she said, could I have a Mountain Dew? And I said, of course. So I got her Mountain Dew and I brought it to her car and I said, that will be $10. And she said, $10 for a Mountain Dew? I said, yes, it's normally $1.66, but I'm adding $9 onto your bill for dumping your ashtray in our parking lot.
She pay it?
No, she called me an asshole and drove off.
Well,
there you go.
So she dumps her ashtray in your parking lot, and you're the asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
thank you.
Funny how that works, huh?
Uh-huh.
You should have brought the broom out to her and said, sweep it up.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Such disrespect people. Anymore.
Oh, people have no social graces at all.
No.
Rude people.
Other than that, it was a pleasant day.
Oh,
actually, that was
okay.
Pretty pleasant because I enjoyed that.
Being called an asshole is always an exciting time. So I had one other weird thing happen to me this week.
Really?
Yep. I was asleep, and I had this recurring dream throughout the night. Same dream, like four times over and over and over. And the dream was that I got up and opened up my laptop and went to Facebook, and I had a message from someone on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And the little red square with the number, you know, that tells you have a message there.
Yeah.
I was right. I could see it clearly. I had a message. And then I would think, oh man, I've got a Facebook message. I need to wake up. Wake up. I got to get up and check that. And I never did wake up, but I kept having the dream over and over, and I kept telling myself to. So finally in the morning when I did wake up, after I went and peed, because, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I have to pee. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
I go over there to my laptop. I open it up. I go to Facebook, and guess what?
What?
I had a message from somebody. Somebody messaged me so hard on Facebook that I felt it in my sleep.
Wow, that is amazing. What was the message from whom?
Well, I can't discuss that. It's private.
No, you have to. You brought it up.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
You cannot plead the fifth. Like that chick
no.
from the IRS did after you brought it up.
No, I can't.
I want the people in the chat room to agree with me on this. He brought it up.
I can.
He has to discuss it.
No, I can because it's important for people to know that direct messages, emails, Facebook messages are private, and I won't spill the beans on them.
So what
and
you're
I,
saying
you know, one,
is I got a direct message, but I can't discuss. Then why did you bring it up?
But because
you know,
it was funny that
funny
I... No, no, it was...
not a dream.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
that was the whole
boy.
Story. It wasn't about the message. It was about the fact that I dreamed that I had the message, and when I woke up, I did have a message, because I'm psychotic that way.
Boy,
that's what it's all about. We need to have a psychic on sometime.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
I'm kind of psychic, and I think right now you're screwing us by not telling this message.
Not going to do it. You know what? I am not going to betray their trust.
Oh, that's sweet.
There you go. I'm the kind of guy who just wouldn't do that. So there.
All right. We may have to revisit this at some point.
Okay, well, we got another hour and a half, so.
No, I didn't mean today.
Oh, okay.
Because we got a jam-packed show, J-Man.
Oh, hell yes. It might have taken us 30 minutes to get into it, but, well, we got...
Well, you know, you got to pace yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, witty banter. A lot of witty banter there. Fun stories.
Yeah.
A little back and forth.
And we're here not to celebrate Memorial Day, but to observe Memorial
Day. And honor.
Yeah.
And honor. That's right. Celebrate. I mean, we're talking about people who gave their lives for their country.
Exactly.
Celebrate that. You honor that.
Mm-hmm.
You raise your Pepsi and say, this one's for you.
Damn right.
But it is Memorial Day weekend, not Veterans Day or Armed Services Day.
Exactly.
Not the same thing.
This is not about you living soldiers. It's about the dead ones.
That's right. And it also somehow got expanded to just, well, anybody who's dead.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that either. And also,
yeah.
I've heard this creeping into the talk. And plus... police and fire. No, no.
No, see?
No.
See? Yeah, I mean, I understand the argument, police and fire, you know, they put their lives on the line to protect people. They serve and protect.
Mm-hmm.
If I get the argument, I'm just going to say, no, let's just draw the line here. Why don't we have another holiday at some point?
I'm sure there already
first
is.
There's got to be a first responders day, right?
There has to be. I bet there's a policeman's day and a fireman's day Well, they have their own balls. They got the policeman's ball. They got the fireman's ball.
They do. Yeah. I'm sure, and if they don't, I'm sure they could easily pass a quick first responders day, you know. Maybe not necessarily make it a holiday, but they could, you know,
right.
They could pass a first responders day. Sure. People in Congress would be more than happy to do that as long as, you know, it doesn't result in first responders being paid a decent wage.
No.
As long as we don't do that, they're more than happy.
Well, they don't need to because they sell their own tickets anyway, so.
True.
Yeah, Memorial Day is Memorial Day. As we discussed, I think a couple, it may have been on that number two show that we had with that one girl, that one woman, about Decoration Day starting in the South during the Civil War or just
right.
after the Civil War.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Our one number two show. You know, we could be 10 for 10, but instead we're 9 of 10.
Yeah. Weird. We're back to number one this week.
Yeah.
That was odd that the only last 10 shows, the only one that didn't hit number one was, well, that one.
And what hurts is
on.
Someone I know very well. I feel like it's my fault.
Well, the people you're closest to are the ones most likely to hurt you.
Oh, I know. Always stabbing you in the back.
Yeah.
Why don't you just stab me in the front, as Oscar Wilde would say? That's what a true friend would do.
Exactly.
That's all right.
So anyway, Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
And
I got big plans.
You do? What you going to do?
Well, I told you, Shmoop already cooked up the dogs and the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, which, by the way, I wish would never end because I love it. We're going to...
The sarcasm meter just hit 100 for some reason.
Yeah, well, it's higher than the amount of callers we have calling in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
Call in and thank a soldier for giving his or her all.
And tell us what you're having on your grill, because that's what it's really all about.
Yeah. What do you know, are you going to go buy a mattress this weekend? maybe a futon, a settee, accent table, something like that. Big furniture.
Or a car, weekend.
Or a car. Used car, new car.
Yeah. They got inflatable. They have 18-foot inflatable Uncle Sam's all over the place here in Bagpipe.
Yes, they do. And I'm sure somebody has a big parade going, and at the end of the parade, there'll be Uncle Sam on stilts.
Ashley, speaking of parades, we have the largest Memorial Day parade in the state of Ohio here in Bagwine tomorrow.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes, we do. Oh, my God, it lasts for hours, 3 hours probably. I have a funny story about that, but, you know, I'll save it for later because we're on it right now.
Okay. Well, so you're going to get the brats and the dogs already ready to go. What are you going to do this afternoon? You're going to just kick back and celebrate? Hello?
Sorry, I had to... hit the couch button.
Okay.
We're going to eat dogs, watch war movies, drink beer, avoid the popo.
what war movies have you got lined up?
I don't know. I don't know what's on.
Well, I tell you, I checked the old schedule.
Did you really?
It's a bit of a disappointment.
Oh, What's
AMC, instead of showing war movies today on AMC, as they should, as a good American television station would,
don't
they're
tell
show,
me they have the Twilight Zone on.
Nope. They're going to show Mad Men. They're going to show Mad Men episodes all day long. Turner Classic Movies has got you covered, though.
Okay.
Got The Longest Day, The Green Berets, Dirty Dozen, stuff like that.
Those aren't my favorites.
Well, you might find others on other channels. I haven't really looked at all the cable channels. I don't know what kind of lineup you have there.
Did you check A&E?
A&E probably has a Billy the Exterminator marathon or something. Or Dumbass the Bounty Hunter, whatever his name is.
You know, this is turning out to not be a good day.
Yeah. Well, if you had Netflix, you could watch all kinds of war movies.
Well, I don't.
No, well.
I was hoping for, you know, like Patton, Midway.
Ah, Midway. That's a great movie.
It is.
But, you know, Patton, as great a movie as that was, and it was great.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are an amazing, big-time worldwide media outlet.
Exactly.
We actually landed an exclusive interview with General Patton.
Really?
We did. We sent our correspondent, who doesn't normally do the... Oh, wait, that was me. Never mind. God damn it. Okay. I interviewed General Patton. Because when you get the big boys, you send the big boys in to do the interview.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. So why don't we check out the interview with General Patton?
Oh,
right,
that'd
now.
Be great.
This is an IWS radio exclusive, an interview with General George S. Patton. General Patton, this is an enormous pleasure. Thank you so much for being here with us today on I'm With Stupid. Did you just call me stupid, you little bastard? No. That's the name of the show. I mean, you're with stupid. Get it? Oh. Oh, that's some funny shit right there, guys. Well, thanks. Okay, well, let's just get right to it. That's a good idea. There's a Gossip Girl marathon on this afternoon. Oh, okay. Well, we won't keep you long. Anyone who's ever studied World War II at all knows that the Allies had a huge advantage when it came to military leadership. No doubt about it. Allied generals and our entire officer corps were very, very superior to their Nazi counterparts. Of course, I mean, being compared to Rama Lama Ding Dong, who wouldn't be? Hey-o! Good one. There was one weak link in the Allied brass, though, wasn't there, General? Obviously, you're referring to Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery? Yeah, well, that prissy, prancing pinhead was a real... Well, let's just say he wasn't my cup of tea. Damn, General, you're funny. I had no idea. None at all. Nobody does. I have this public image of being a hard ass. But underneath all the gruffness and all these medals, I'm really an old softy. Well, I'm no Omar Bradley or anything.
Yeah, good old Omar the tent maker, huh?
Oh, God, don't get me started. That's all he ever did. Set up tents, drink coffee, draw up attack plans like he was Vince Lombardi leading the Packers against the Bears.
Well, in fairness, General, General Bradley was really considered a great military tactician.
What the hell tactics are there? You charge straight ahead, you kick the enemy's ass. This isn't rocket science, son.
Well, I guess that's a good point. Well, let's not forget General Eisenhower and his steady leadership.
If you say so. I mean, I kind of thought he was more of a mashed potato sandwich myself, but whatever.
Well, okay, let's try something different here, General. How about this? Do you have any regrets?
What the hell would I have to regret?
Oh, I don't know. You know, there was the time when you stopped and pissed in the Rhine River.
Proudest moment of my life, kid. I do it again every summer just for the fun of it. I wish I'd have taken a shit. Got talked out of it. Shouldn't have let him do it.
Well, I could see how that might be a bit much. Ow! Yeah, you little pissant. Who the hell are you to question my actions? You know, I think that was unnecessary, sir. Oh, shit. Here we go again. Back to anger management class for me, I guess. Well, you know, I mean, maybe we don't have to say anything to anyone, you know, this time. Out of deference to your great service to America and really the world.
You would do that for me?
Well, of course I would, General. You're one of my heroes.
Well, I don't know what to say. Come here and give me a big hug.
How about if we just fist bump?
Well, all right. That's probably a better idea. There you go. That was great.
Well, General, thank you so much for being here today. I know you're in a hurry. You're fantastic, and thank you for your great service to this country.
My fucking pleasure, kid.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
He reminds me of me.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
What's this waiting around? Ooh, let's... Oh, my God. You just go in and do it. You do it.
Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Poor General Patton, boy, his throat hurt all afternoon after doing that interview. Yeah. Anyway, I don't. And people probably didn't know that he was such a sensitive and a funny man.
Yeah, that was touching right there at the end.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah. So, all right, there we go. General Patton, everybody. Great American.
Okay, the greatest.
And Barbara said maybe you should just watch a patriotic movie instead.
Yeah,
well, there's nothing more patriotic than war movies.
No, God.
Those things, man. You know, it really, the amazing thing was, it wasn't until I was an adult, and well into adulthood, before I realized that most of those movies were actually just propaganda pieces.
You know, if I could, Jay, if I could, I would watch one of the most patriotic movies ever made, and that would be Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze, who, by the by, greatest actor of our time, and I miss him greatly.
Oh, amazing, amazing actor. And if you have a multiplex channel,
mm-hmm.
then they do have Red Dawn on today,
really?
I think.
Oh,
yeah. So look for that on your cable lineup, folks.
I'd rather find Ghost or Roadhouse. But
yeah, or that the surfing movie he did. I can't even remember the name of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was great. I mean, I can't remember the name, but it was great.
Yeah.
But yesterday, TCM was getting into the spirit. They had a lot of movies about submarines in World War II.
Really?
They had Destination Tokyo with Cary Grant.
There you go.
Torpedo Run with Glenn Ford.
Ah.
There's a great American right there, Glenn Ford. And Run Silent, Run Deep with Clark Gable.
That's hot. All right.
And then, of course, last night they had Up Periscope with the late, great James Gardner.
Ah, very good. They didn't have
good
Operation
old...
Petticoat on?
No, they didn't, unfortunately.
Ah, damn it.
But I tell you, Jim Rockford was outstanding in that movie. So anyway, that was a good time.
That's good.
I enjoy those old, especially the special effects on Destination Tokyo. I mean, you know, I really did think that was a submarine going along right beneath a destroyer with all those mines all around it.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Totally believable.
Mm-hmm. I'd like
to see...
Go ahead.
Oh, well, Jamie asked a very important question.
Yes,
he
did.
In the chat room. And asked, do you have to be an American to call in? And the answer is no.
No,
we don't. We don't discriminate on any level whatsoever here. Anybody and everybody is more than welcome to call in. We'll be treated with the utmost respect and love.
And they can call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852. And I'll tell you why, Jamie and J-Man, we have a little Canadian connection on this Memorial Day.
And
it's served up by our poet, Paul Pyatt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's hear that.
Yeah, let's see what Paul has to say, and then I can give a little more background when he's done.
Oh, of course.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer you a poem of reflection. In August of 1780, General George Rogers Clark led the Kentucky militia into a battle at a Shawnee Indian village called Piqua, which was 7 miles west of present-day Springfield. There, they battled with the British-led Shawnee until dusk's ebbing light. A few years ago, General George Roger Clark's great times 10 grandson, Clark, penned a poem about this epic battle, which was the largest battle fought in the War of Independence west of the mighty Alleghenies. From his 2002 book, Masturbating in My Teepee, here is Piqua Your Poison. Shawnee tribe, you picked the wrong side. Hide, hide, hide. We are coming to kill you. Die, die, die. The redcoats are silly, and your village will raise. You will be left bloodied and crippled in your umber fields of maize. Drop down your arms, go back to your plow, afore we cut you and roast you like a meaty and fertile sow. Shawnee tribe, you picked the wrong side. Hide, hide, hide. We are coming to kill you. Die, die, die. And weep, not a trail of tears, for that is most unbecoming. Piqua Your Poison by Clark Clark. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
That was awesome.
Very touching.
Yes, it was very touching.
Very informative.
You summed it all up. Here's the thing, J-Man, and Jamie in the chat room are lovable Canadian. The Battle of Piqua. Do you know who a 12-year-old boy was who witnessed that battle in 1780?
Larry King.
Well, yeah, he probably, but he was a correspondent.
Oh, right. He covered it. Okay.
One of the Shawnee Indians was one, the mighty Tecumseh.
Oh, really?
Yes. Who, J-Man, connecting the dots, died in 1813 during the Battle of 18 or the War of 1812 at the Battle of Thames in Chatham, Kent, Ontario, Canada.
Well, how about that?
See?
That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are full of all kinds of fascinating,
yep,
cool information.
Yep. So our poor American Indian friend died in Canada. Probably waiting on health care or something.
Probably sitting it, yeah.
Yeah, had a little lead in his leg. It'll be 6 weeks. You'll be up. You'll be fine.
All right. Yeah, probably just, told to come back sometime in the fall. Our Canadian friend Jamie is going to join us here in a minute whenever she's ready.
Okay.
And she's ready.
Is she
the
ready?
Little blue
oh
question,
my gosh,
the
she
little
is.
Blue question mark is there.
I see it, Jamie. Can't get anything past me today. And Jamie, you're with Stupid, eh?
How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Jamie.
I'm so excited. This is my first time on the Big Dick Hotline.
Oh, that's hot. How's it feel?
It feels awesome.
Say that a little louder.
It's been a while, but I feel like I could get right back on the horse, you know?
Ooh.
Get back on the pony and ride.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So does one wish one a happy Memorial Day, or how does that go?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Wish someone a somber Memorial Day, a reflective.
Oh.
How about a reflective Memorial Day?
Yeah. Okay.
Or as I put on my, because I struggled with that as well on my Facebook page, I just put, here's to Memorial Day.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
A nice non-committal. You could run for office, Matt.
Well, except for that picture I have on there. Although it is very patriotic.
Yeah, well, yeah, I saluted that picture this morning.
I bet you did.
You know, I've discovered something. I came from my bed to my computer, and I picked up my headset and was listening to the show through my headset, and there's a time delay. The stuff on my headset was behind the stuff I was listening to on the phone.
Right. Yeah, there's a delay there. It's a little weird, a little frustrating sometimes.
So I didn't realize that happened.
Oh, yeah. Huh? There's a delay between Jay and I at times.
Oh, is there really?
No, yeah,
it gets
you
better.
Get used to it.
Better as the show goes on, but yeah, you have to get used to it.
Hmm. So,
but at least you don't have your computer on like some people have done in the past, where we say something and then they wait and wait and wait and they hear it on the computer, then they say something and then they get all distracted and what a mess that is.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hate when that happens. Not that it's ever happened.
You know, echoes.
Yeah.
So Matt,
so what's
and
your
Schwope
what's your
are having their hot dogs and macaroni and cheese and watching war movies. What are you doing today, Jay?
Well, I'm probably going to take a nap because I had a pretty spectacular dream last night. I'm going to see if I can recreate that.
Oh, that'd be great.
And shout out to the star of that dream. You were spectacular.
Who was that, Jay?
Can't say.
He's probably not allowed to tell.
Here you go again.
He's just a tease today.
And I'm a tease every day.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll probably have a couple of beers and some leftover cold pizza and watch a war movie or two this afternoon myself. I was looking for Midway. I was hoping Midway would be on. That's one of
I
my
know.
Favorites.
Sadly,
I
don't
used to,
any of those.
Yeah, I used to have it on VHS tape.
The unfortunate thing is, Jay, AMC or TMC, They'll play Midway starting at 11, and with the commercials, it won't be over until 5.
I know. Much like The Longest Day is also the longest movie. Holy crap. Yeah, and the Green Berets, another long one. Yeah. But you know, there's a lot of information to get through there. Those movies, they can't, they gotta, you know, cover it all.
Now, Jamie, being an ally of the United States, you're going to celebrate Memorial Day today, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just not sure how yet. I'm not sure how best to do that. I was hoping you guys could help me with that.
Well, you could send Jay and I some pictures.
Yeah.
You know, you laying in your bed with the Canadian flag sexily draped upon you.
Maybe
it's hanging in my window as a curtain right now.
Oh, see? Cool. Maybe some maple syrup drizzling down your chin.
And you sitting atop a horse from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Yes.
And drinking drinking a Molson Ice.
And smoking a backwoods cigar.
I don't even know where I'd get that stuff today.
So what's your favorite war movie, Jamie?
You know what? I've never seen a war movie.
Well, they don't have Canadian war movies, do they?
No. No.
When the Canadians kicked some ass on D-Day, just like
yes, they did.
Like the
they had one of their
did.
Beaches. I think it was Juneau Beach on D-Day.
Yeah. Got a little payback.
Yeah.
A little payback from the Germans for what happened at Dunkirk in World War I.
Yeah.
You know how those Canadians hold a grudge.
We are a bitter people.
Oh,
angry,
yeah.
Angry, mad.
You wore the United Kingdom down.
Yeah, we had our long weekend last weekend. It was Victoria's birthday, so we had Victoria Day weekend last week.
Oh, so you had a long weekend because of the British Queen that lived back in the 1890s?
Yeah, how about that?
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, as long as you had a long weekend, that's good.
Yeah, March the beginning of summer.
Yeah, well, see, this you guys just, you know, what you do is, you know, you look down here at America and you go, oh, got Memorial Day? We'll show you. We'll do Victoria Day a week ahead. Ah, take that.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got to open our cottages at some point.
Yeah.
That's
and then
the
you
no doubt your state-run cottages.
And then, you know, we've got 4th of July, and you're like, oh, yeah, well, we're July 1. Take that.
Yeah, we got Canada Day. Ooh.
just happens to be when Canada's birthday is.
Mm-hmm. Only because the Queen permitted it.
That's right. The Queen allowed you
allowed
guys.
Allowed you to have a fun day.
We told the King George to take a frickin' hike. We took ours.
Yeah.
Much
we
more
were
manly.
Probably too scared to do that, I guess. Said, sorry, you know, whatever you want, sir.
You guys can't even invade North Dakota. What is wrong with you people?
I was kind of thinking, like, you know, just as just my personal perspective, but I do feel like Alaska should be part of Canada, and I forget how that all happened, but let's see if we can work out a deal, eh?
Well, we bought Canada from Russia. That's or not Canada, but Alaska from Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you almost had Oregon. We almost went to war over Oregon.
Really?
Yeah. Because the UK wanted everything down to 54-40 latitude. But we said, no, baby, no.
So, hell no. We're keeping Oregon.
That was back in the 1850s, and the slogan was 54, 40, or fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh,
and the Brits and the Canadians backed off.
Yeah, you guys almost had, you know, the pot smokers of Oregon. to go along with your pot smokers of Vancouver.
Yep.
You guys could have had a thriving Birkenstock and Gorp industry going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure there is one, I'm sure.
And you'd have a really flashy college football team.
Yes, that's true.
Oregon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you could have had Seattle. Could have had the fish toss. That would have been the Canadian fish toss, eh?
That would have been cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See? Well,
darn.
Didn't work out for you, though.
No, it didn't. Some things work out, some things don't.
Yeah.
So I like the new guy that you got calling into the show, or that you call, I can't remember which, the Triple G guy. Ranch guy. I'm sorry, I'm really
G squared.
Oh, is it G? What did I say?
Triple. Yeah, that's the circle G Ranch.
Circle G Ranch.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Don't know him. Friend of yours?
In small
Never
doses.
Heard of him.
In small doses.
You know, he reminds me of sort of talks like Trace Adkins.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Only Trace Adkins is not funny.
No, he's very funny.
He's tall. Trace Adkins is tall, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a really tall dude. Yeah.
I was one of the people that watched the Celebrity Apprentice. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know. My sister couldn't believe I was watching that show. She can't.
Well, I can't either. In fact, we'd like to export Donald Trump.
Yeah, you could have
Canada.
Him if you'd like.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think maybe he could,
I really think
you
guys should keep him.
He could become a big real estate guru and land baron in, say, Montreal. They'd love him up there, wouldn't they?
Oh, sure. But he probably wouldn't like it as much. It's too cold and probably bad on the hair. And
the wind. The wind would really be a problem for him.
The wind blowing and all that.
I don't think there's enough hairspray for that. But he seems to do good. You ever notice he's never got a hair out of place? I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him with his hair out of place.
That's because it's stapled in there.
I think it's shellacked on or something.
Probably with
I think they put it on
syrup.
Seriously, though, with a man with his money, you think that somebody would, or, you know, he'd be able to afford better hair?
I would. I would. If I had his money, I'd have hair almost as great as, well, the hair I already have. I have.
I know.
And I have great hair.
Must be nice to have great hair.
Oh, it is. It is. I highly recommend it to anyone.
If I had his money, I'd have a huge collection of wigs and just change my look up every day. That'd be awesome.
I'd have the Bob Marley look.
Would you?
Dreadlocks. Oh, yeah.
And knowing your Photoshop skills now, Jay, you probably will at some point.
It's entirely possible.
I love the Hogan's Hero thing today.
That's pretty funny.
Thank you. And that's one of the great TV shows of all time, too.
Yeah, I used to love watching that. I don't think we have it on here anymore at the moment anyway. But
not here either. It's very, very upsetting.
It is. But
I don't know why. You know, we gotta make room for 17 episodes of Seinfeld every day.
See, I like Seinfeld, so
I do too.
Can you believe it's been 15 years since their final episode?
You're kidding.
Last week marked the 15th anniversary of the end of Seinfeld. Yes.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's like it never left.
You know what's great about Hogan's Heroes? Even more fun than making fun of Canadians. It's always fun to make fun of Germans.
Oh, I know. It's just, you know, making Germans into complete nincompoops is always fun. Silly, disorganized.
What was the guy's name that was the main character, the American guy? I can't remember his name.
Colonel Hogan.
Yeah, but like his real name.
Oh, Robert Crane.
Robert Crane.
Okay.
Was
yeah.
he was murdered.
Yes, in some speculative.
Really?
They finally did solve the crime. I believe they a few years ago, didn't they finally arrest someone or declare that they
know,
had closed the case?
I don't know, but it was reported. Robert Crane had some issues. He
really?
Liked to he liked to venture into the, shall we say, unmarried things of life.
Oh.
Yeah.
He took a little walk on the wild side every once in a while. Explored
have
some
to
of the
Google
the,
Mr. Crane and see what's up with him.
Yes, you will.
He explored the darker side of human beings.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
He was into women named Pansy and Tammy and guys named Julio.
So are you guys going to be watching the big Liberace movie that's on tonight?
The what?
Behind the Candelabra or whatever it's called.
Oh, the Liberace movie.
Yeah. You guys watching? I don't know. There's just some reason why I do not want to see Michael Douglas and Matt Damon going at it. I'm sorry, but I just don't.
We got to clip that one out there, J-Man.
Yeah, I tell you. I think you spoke for the entire IWS army right there, Jamie. Yeah.
I can't believe that Matt Damon took that part or wanted that part or whatever.
Believe it or not, Matt Damon actually knew Liberace's partner very well. They knew each other quite well. Not that well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He knew the guy. And Debbie Reynolds is in it also tonight.
Oh, is she?
She is wonderful.
No,
I love her.
She was friends with Liberace's mother.
Wow.
Hmm.
Well, she was friends with everybody.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Not because you're not like her.
Yeah. So Bob Crane, a guy named Carpenter. They don't give his first name. I don't know why. Anyway, was charged with Bob Crane's murder, and he was found not guilty.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go. And, of course, you know, Richard Dawson went on to host Family Feud for all those years.
Maybe it was him. Maybe Robert Crane had been initially picked to host that game show.
Maybe. Maybe he and Richard Dawson's paths crossed in a dark alley somewhere.
No, not Richard.
Oh, no.
You know,
my mom
used to love watching that show, and you know how he always kisses everybody or whatever? It got to be where it just, like, creeped me out. You know, and there'd be young girls on there like 15 or 16 years old. It didn't matter to him. He's still kissing them.
Well, you say that like it's a problem. I don't understand that.
Well, I don't know why. It just bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe Sergeant Schultz killed him. maybe he just finally had enough of being made fun of.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
I can understand that.
Actually, J-Man, it was probably Ivan Dixon, the black guy, because, you know.
He didn't get enough airtime.
He's your first subject, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. The white man was keeping him down.
So, yeah, that was great TV, though. That was a great show.
Yeah, that was a good show. And, of course, MASH, you watch MASH all the time.
I watch MASH. The Ozarks CW shows MASH every night at 10:30.
After you
not
got
that I'm on, not that I'm on a schedule
Oprah.
Or anything. That's right. They tried to show Oprah at 10 o'clock for a while, and I threw a fit, and they brought back 30 Rock and MASH.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
You can't replace 30 Rock's okay. those things with Oprah.
No.
No. She had her day.
Yeah, well, her
she retired.
Day is done.
She got her own
Move
channel
on.
Stay on.
Yeah, she retired. She's done. You know what?
She got her own channel, and that's all you. She all her shows are on there.
Mhm. You know that kind of talking about Richard Dawson
mm-hmm.
and the girls and all that, and Bob Crane and his dark side. Kind of leads us into a special sponsor we have this week, Matt.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, it does. We have, and Jamie, as you're listening and guests in the room, we have a new sponsor. We're all about love here. And let's see what's going on with our new sponsor.
Do you have nightmares about being chased down the alley by your sweet Uncle Hank? Do your mom and dad look like identical twins? Does Aunt Edna seem overly affectionate towards your cousin Bobby Joe? Does everyone in your family look eerily similar? If so, you, like millions of Americans, are struggling with the same questions we ask ourselves every day. And you want answers to your genealogical questions. You want to discover the richness and uniformity that is your family heritage. And we are here to help. We are the family-friendly folks at Ancestry.com. Join today and begin your search in order to get your hands around the one big root of your family tree. We will help you discover that your great-great-grandpappy Eustace was not only the mayor of Morgantown, but your cousin on your mama's side as well. You will find out that your dad isn't crying because his first wife was his sister. He's crying because she left him for his brother, your uncle. You'll be overcome with joy when you find out that the sailor of the famous picture of the sailor kissing the nurse on VJ Day was your great uncle Milford, kissing his sister and your great aunt, Betty Lou. Love is love, and sometimes it comes homegrown. So don't be ashamed of your discovery. Revel in it. Because we, here at Ancestry.com, unlike the court system, don't judge love. We embrace it. So even if your ancestors are ancestors or ancestors, we will guide you through your journey. Begin your journey today at Ancestry.com, where every day is a family reunion.
This is Mackenzie Phillips, and when I'm not busy doing heroin and researching my family tree on Ancestry.com, I am listening to I'm With Stupid on Blog Talk Radio. Who's your daddy?
That was awesome. Like I say, love is love.
That's right.
You can't help who you fall in love with.
No, don't judge.
No. No judging. And Matt, high five
yeah.
Schmoop. High five for
yeah.
Schmoop. Nailed
yeah.
it.
I just did.
There you go.
I mean, I high-fived her. I didn't nail her.
Well, wouldn't want to do that on the air.
No. Although, Jay, that would be a great show to do in the future.
Oh.
My goodness.
Matt.
Yes?
Guess who's in the chat room?
Uh-oh. It's not the one and the only, is it? Oh,
it is.
Oh, my God. Where is it? ABC.
I got it.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg, rock.
That is so awesome.
Shout out to Jesse Ferg.
Yeah, we got Jesse Ferg and a double dose of Schmoop all in 1 minute.
That's right.
Wow. That's hot.
That's awesome.
Who else just popped on?
What's that?
Did you see who else just popped in?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thought I'd chime in, too.
Well, the party has started now. Mike's here.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Well, you know, Memorial Day weekend, along with being a time of somber reflection and
of course,
giving thanks to those who served, is
yeah,
is a big, big outdoorsy weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Time to head to the lake, get up there and do some fishing, some swimming, some water skiing. And, you know, there's a few do's and don'ts that go along with going to the lake.
Really?
That, Jamie, you might need to brush up on some of these.
I need to know some of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of them is it do go ahead and drink a few beers, have a good time, enjoy the day. But don't, after drinking a 12-pack, do figure eights around the no-wake buoys that are outside the marina. do practice catch and release. It's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take one of the catfish that you've caught and stick it under the seat of someone else's pontoon boat so that it'll stink it up. That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you're doing when you're out there fishing, you know, some people say it's cheating, but I say, you know what, go ahead, use the little fish finder, spray the fish scent on the lures, but don't use dynamite. Got to draw the line somewhere, guys.
Do you have first-hand knowledge of that?
No, but I do have a friend that one time was we had lots of rain and there had been some flooding. And as the lake was going back down, it created a couple of little pools, little ponds.
Mm-hmm.
And some fish were kind of caught in them. And I had a friend that was, he decided to wade into that area. And it would scare the fish. And he would herd them into a corner and then catch them with a net. And he got a ticket for it.
He wasn't hurting, he was harvesting.
Well, he went to court to try to fight the ticket, and his argument was that I'm a human being and I'm smarter than the fish. They would herd me if they could, they just can't.
And it was God's will.
He lost, but it was worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And also, for men, it's okay to wear one of those hats with the little lures all around them, like Henry Blake used to wear. But don't wear a Speedo, please.
No, especially not with the hat.
Yeah, no.
It could be dangerous.
Or if you're patrons of the beer mine, could you refrain from wearing them on your face? We have a lot of tackle faces that come through.
No, really?
Oh, yeah. They got earrings in their nose and their lips and... looks like a bait store.
You ever had a fish hook earring, Matt? That would be kind of cool. A little dangerous, but cool.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. I may look into that.
Yeah. You could get the one with it's just the single hook and make sure that it's not, you know, facing the the side of the neck. You wouldn't want to get one of those that has like the four hooks. That's guaranteed to hurt you there.
No, the treble hook, the three.
Yeah, right.
That's what you use to go carping.
Right.
Yeah. I might do that. Might get a nice little number eight.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe you could hang some lures from one of your cabbie hats. See, that'd be.
I could. Oh, and by the way,
different.
You are going to get two cabbie hats by the end of the
month.
Two?
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, how about that?
You're going to get the herringbone
That's hot.
The blue one. And the blue one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be modeling those for Facebook and Twitter.
I know you
Of course,
will.
I'll be wearing nothing else.
That's how we like it.
There you go.
And the live studio audience just said, can I have a picture?
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the live chat room audience just said, no sound.
Well, Mike needs to turn his hearing aids up.
So how do you guys fall on the, is it a barbecue or is it a cookout?
Cookout.
Well, it's a cookout because barbecue is, you know, barbecue sauce poured over pulled pork or something like that.
See, it must be right? A Canadian-American thing because we call it a barbecue.
Yeah, well, so do the Australians.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And so do the black people
oh, yeah,
here
shrimp.
In America.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, no, I know. They do. They call it.
Everything's a barbecue. You throw
it's done on the
briquettes down on the ground, it's a barbecue.
Yeah. If they crank up the grill, they're barbecuing.
They're
even if it's just hamburgers or steaks or whatever. But you can put barbecue sauce on pretty much anything. Chicken,
yeah.
Pork, hamburgers. Barbecue
Women.
Hamburgers, good stuff. Women.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Oh.
So, Jamie, you and I could have a barbecue.
We could.
Yeah. Ooh.
But I don't like sauce on my meat.
Excuse me?
Well,
I don't like barbecue sauce on my meat.
Obviously, some people disagree on that whole sauce on the meat thing. But you don't like barbecue pork sandwiches?
Oh yeah, I guess pork is good, but I like to like taste the meat. I don't like the barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah, well yeah, pork doesn't have much of a taste, especially the pork
yeah.
you use for the barbecue.
But when
you
barbecue
know,
it tastes
big,
so good anyways. And then
right, use a big butt roast and cook it real slow so it'll shred.
Oh yeah.
And brush it with some barbecue sauce from time to time during the day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, Jay, a lot of people like the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps. I don't dial the one. Yeah, I do dial the one. We should see what's happening at the beer mine.
Well, let's check it out.
Do you want me to hang up?
No!
No!
Okay.
No! No! No!
Ever so excited.
You're so kind.
Abby Tipo, please hold.
See, you, have,
well, Jay,
you guys
I'll tell
have
you
caller
what.
ID.
Evidently.
I didn't know you guys had company.
Oh, no. We're talking to Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Evidently, he wants to talk or he would have not answered the phone.
Do you guys, does the beer mine have caller ID?
Yes.
Okay, so he knew who it was.
Yeah, but I don't know how it comes up. Is
yeah,
it
I was
going to
ask that.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's kind of loud.
Comes up
there,
as the. I think it comes up as the 661 number, probably. So.
Okay.
That's why he knows who it is.
Yes.
Calling to disrupt his.
Busy day.
Doing business.
Doing business.
Are you guys
money.
Open on Monday, too, Matt?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's a holiday. I don't know.
Well, it's illegal
well, no,
in some places.
I said that because if you knew my boss, we would be open on Christmas, except his wife makes us close.
What?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening, Billy?
Hola.
Not much.
You busy today?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm selling lots of frickin' bags of ice.
I called that last night, didn't I, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, did you see my little post to your page about the picture you drew?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. No response?
No. Well, you know, I'm a busy man, Bill. So are you taking care of the patrons okay today?
Yeah. I'm
a lot
doing
of beer
what I can.
Sales? A lot of beer sales?
No, not. Mostly cigarettes and ice.
Huh.
So I guess nobody's going to be beating their kids and women today, you know, not selling enough alcohol. Yeah, I think I got another one coming.
Oh, really?
Okay, here they come.
Okay. Thanks, Billy.
Hello.
All right. So Billy's attending to the next customer.
Let's guess what they get.
Well, see, he doesn't turn the phone where we can hear it. He puts it face down. Yeah.
He could take it with him.
He could, but he doesn't.
I know. We've kind of requested that. We've requested that before, but he...
Well, he's a little slow on instruction.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago, and kind of tough to remember how things work.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to tell you about my funny parade story, J-Man.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that? I mentioned that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when my brother was running for city commission for the first time, I was his campaign manager. I was the pulse, Jay. I was the engine that drove the election machine. And we had to get into the Bagwine Memorial Day parade.
As soon as I get it ring up here.
So I, boy, this is annoying. And so I, we built a float. It was pulled on a pickup truck.
In a bag.
And I was, I was George Washington chopping down the cherry tree. I was on a mound of mulch on a trailer. And my son was 2 years old. And my father-in-law was driving the pickup truck. Well, Ryan, at 2 years old, in the parade, driving at 3 miles an hour, decided to get on the floor, hit the brake, and it tumbled me back into a cub of cubs, into a pack of Cub Scouts.
I wish there was video of that.
I do too, because it'd be great. Oh, yeah, we bought a suit and everything. I looked just like George Washington. I had a wig on and all that. Good times, good times.
1144.
Whatever the lady bought was 1144. Ah, boy.
Later.
Still there? Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and
you know, Bill, you could take the phone out with you.
They were right there, but I didn't know if you'd hear them or not.
Yeah.
It wasn't much to hear besides me cussing under my breath the whole time.
Yeah, really? Hey, did you see my note? Did you see my note on the desk?
Yeah, about being 7 cents over or short.
Wasn't that funny?
It'll be funnier if you're right on the money. Because then you will be right.
What's funny about that?
You're never right.
It was a funny incident.
Oh, my inhaler here in a minute.
Yeah, well, why don't you get to that, Bill, and I'll see you later.
Okay. No, I'm sure you'll be stopping by.
Happy Memorial Day.
Okay. You guys have a good Memorial Day.
You too. Bye.
Turn off.
He's a hoot.
Oh,
yeah. Billy the Kid, everyone.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to play that because I don't like it. I got a picture.
You made it.
I know, and I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
The ending, it's just not right.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll work on that throughout the week. So, well, you know, Matt,
yes?
as we mentioned just about every week, this show is more than just about entertaining people and making people laugh. This is an educational show.
Oh, I know it is.
Right. And I tell you what, being Memorial Day and all, a lot of people in Arkansas are remembering the members of the Arkansas militia who gave their lives to protect the city of West Memphis way back in the day.
I remember
when the state of Tennessee invaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so our very own Mr. Bobby Kraft decided to give us a little history lesson this week.
All right.
Hey everybody, Bobby Kraft here to help you celebrate this Memorial Day weekend by telling you the story of the state of Arkansas's greatest military victory. Seems as though back in 1826, the state of Tennessee decided that they wanted a prime piece of real estate just across the Mississippi River from the city of Memphis, cleverly named West Memphis. So they sent their great military leader, Davy Crockett, and the Tennessee militia to take it. On the evening of February 17th, Davy and his ragtag group of rednecks launched a surprise attack and came racing across the river and seized the city of West Memphis and claimed the land for the state of Tennessee. Well, Arkansas Territorial Governor George Izard just wasn't having any of it. He didn't even bother to call President John Q. Adams. Instead, he ordered the Supreme Commander of the Arkansas Militia, Samuel Luke Faubus, to go and take our land back. Sam Faubus is Arkansas's greatest military mind to ever have lived. Well, up until Douglas MacArthur came along anyway. Faubus and the Arkansas Militia marched across the frozen tundra from Little Rock all the way to West Memphis and met those Tennessee volunteers head on. The Vols were no match for the Arkies, and it didn't take long before they were swimming across the river and heading for home. And with that, Arkansas defended our land and took back the city of West Memphis and the jewel of the Delta, the Southland Park Dog Track and Gaming Emporium. It was a great day for Arkansas. A decade later, as you might recall from history class back in school, Davy Crockett died when a Mexican soldier shot and killed him as he was trying to dig a tunnel under the back wall of Alamo and escape. Typical Tennessee pussy looking for the back door. Well, this has been Bobby Kraft with a very special mild cheddar history lesson for IWS Radio.
This is IWS Radio.
The show is so informative.
I know.
Very few people out there actually know about the Battle of West Memphis, but it was a bloody one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny, Jay? That one sounds more realistic than the Battle of Piqua that came up earlier.
Now, have you ever been out? Is there a battlefield out there at Piqua?
Oh, yeah. There's
I mean,
it's
like
a
state park. Have you ever been out there to it?
It's not a state park, but yeah, there's a whole museum and everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've been to the museum and battlefield over there at Pea Ridge.
Of course you have, and you laughed just, the whole time, didn't you?
Well, it's just north of Springdale or Rogers up there in northwest Arkansas, and it's pretty fascinating. That little museum and stuff too.
Uh-huh.
A great battle of Civil War battle.
I'll tell you what. Well, I mentioned George Rogers Clark. He went on to butcher a bunch of Indians in Kaskaskia and Cahokia there in Illinois.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can always get a lot of information about that kind of thing if you go down to Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where a lot of the Chief Crybaby came along on the Trail of Tears.
Good old Andy
Arkansas
Jackson.
River.
He
yeah. Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. It was one warm, thoughtful man right there.
I'll tell you what, though. We need Andrew Jackson as president today. He would tell Congress off. What the hell?
Yeah, he would. He would threaten to hang people.
Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And South Carolina started
President
up with their
Bush,
antics.
Make fun of President Bush's wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course he would.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He's
just
a good guy.
General badassery.
Another Tennessean. Wasn't he Tennessean?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. See how those people are.
Yeah.
Okay,
like
gentlemen,
Davy Crockett.
I need to go if you don't mind.
Okay.
It's been fun hanging out with you for a little while.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Call anytime.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you,
a good day.
Jamie.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye bye. 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 Bye bye. Bye bye. Remember that Saturday Night Live skit?
Yes. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Yes.
When she was.
It was the.
When she was hot.
She's still hot. She's still pretty hot.
I don't know. She's kind of tepid. I'll tell you what, though, Jay.
That was the only skit that Jay Moore ever got on. That was his crowning achievement in his 2 years on Saturday Night Live.
There's someone else. You're hot today. There's someone else who wants to talk to you.
Oh. All right.
Tea Break with Schmoop.
Good Lord,
Hello.
What the hell are you doing?
What? You all right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
I just got my little notebook here. Could you hear that?
Huh. Yeah, I could.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, hola, Schmoopalicious.
Hola, Jason.
What's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. But you guys were talking about Patton, the movie.
Yeah.
My father
General
actually
Patton.
Met him.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was in World War II. And he said, that is, if I could say this on the air, the biggest prick I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
My father did
what
tanks.
What a surprise.
He drove the tanks in World War II.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he said he was the biggest prick he'd ever met in his life.
Well,
I don't understand that. I mean,
yeah.
The movie portrays him to be such a nice man.
Boy, it does, doesn't it?
Warm, it does.
Thoughtful, considerate. Charming.
I thought so.
Loving. And I like the fact that your father drove a tank because it reminds me of Louis Anderson and his stories about his dad who drove a tank in World War II. And so every time his dad would start to do anything around the house, you know, like work on the roof or anything like that, and
uh-huh.
He would ask him if he knew what he was doing, he would say, I drove a tank in World War II. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, God. And I'm sorry Jamie hung up because my grandmother was French-Canadian.
Well, see? You and Jamie, you and Jamie should get on Ancestry.com and see if you're related.
We could be. Or as Matthew said, that's hot.
Yeah. So, going to watch some war movies this afternoon?
Yeah. I think war movies are if I can, while he's asleep, just, you know, taking a little nappy, I could get Twilight Zone in there. Oh, that was rude. That was totally rude.
Somebody playing with the controls while you're trying to...
Yeah, he is.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah.
And he says he's a professional.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants a phone.
Okay, well, that's fine.
That's fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you and I have something in common, but we have a disagreement with it.
What is that?
Well, that is the TV show MASH.
Yes.
Whereas I prefer the episodes with Colonel Potter and Charles Emerson Winchester III.
Oh, no.
You prefer Colonel Blake and Frank.
Yes,
Burns.
I do.
See?
Why is that, Jay?
You know, see, I've got nothing against Colonel Blake and Frank Burns, but for some reason, I prefer Colonel Potter and his homespun ways.
Oh, my God.
And Charles and his French horn.
Oh, my God. How could you not love...
Snooty. His snooty Boston
blackness. Oh, my God. How could you not love Trapper?
Well, see, that's a tough one, because I did prefer Trapper over BJ for the most part.
Oh, God, he's awful.
Yeah. But, you know, anybody who tells me that that MASH was no good after McLean Stevenson left, I just look at him and I say, mule fritters!
Horse hockey! Now, there's some good ones. I mean, I agree with that, but...
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Harry Morgan was on an episode of MASH before he came back as Colonel Potter.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, played the crazy old colonel who wanted to...
He was a general.
Or a general, yeah, and he wanted to court-martial Hawkeye, I guess.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
When the sun goes down.
So he wanted the black helicopter pilot to sing a song, because
yes.
It's in your blood, boy.
It's in your blood, boy.
Yeah, see?
Good pretzels. Hold on.
When the sun goes down, tide goes out, blacks get together and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Miss. It's a peachy peach beach on the Mississippi mud.
We may have to replace Peter Brady.
That was one of the greatest episodes ever.
Yes, it was.
General Hamilton, Bartford.
Oh.
I'd like to see a little shine on that cross, Father. The Irish were terrible Indian fighters. Oh, we got the live audience rolling now, Damon.
That's fantastic.
Not now, Marjorie. I'm addressing the troops.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I did notice that Barbara left us.
Well,
left the chat room.
It was probably Barbara Bush.
Yeah, maybe. But my only question is...
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Of course that was your only question. Oh, my God, Jay.
Yes?
We got something going on. We need a weather report.
This is IWF Radio Senior Weather Correspondent Kirk Douglas with a special and very localized weather report. Weather for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue next week looks to be oppressively hot, with temperatures holding steady at about 666 degrees around the clock for at least the next few weeks. Look for potential shit storms at any time of the day or night. For Bagwine, Ohio, expect very warm days and comfortable nights with temperatures in the 80s during the day. Temperatures will be boosted by 3 to 4 degrees by the sun reflecting off of that man's ultra-white but still sexy legs while he is at work at the beer mine. For Redneckville, it will be hot and sweaty pretty much around the clock, with occasional monster thunderstorms and scattered F5 tornadoes throughout the week. Expect to have air conditioning units running all night, every night, right outside of J-Man's window. This has been Kirk Douglas with a special weather report for IWS Radio.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
And there's your weather report. And here's the amazing thing about that is, that was actually last week's weather report, which we didn't get around to running. And he predicted the F5 tornado, because Kirk Douglas is the ultimate professional meteorologist.
Can do a 10-day forecast.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Jesus Christ.
Not bad at all. And some breaking news here for the folks.
Uh-oh.
Here, as we head into the final 10 minutes. AJ Allmendinger has taken the lead of the Indianapolis 500.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, it is, because I like to say Allmendinger.
Of course you do.
Come here and check out my Allmendinger.
Uh-huh.
Hey, lady. Hey, lady, you want to see my Allmendinger?
And we're still on the air.
I get your Allmendinger right here, baby.
Sounds like a candy bar, really. Would you like a Snickers? No, I'll take an Allmendinger.
There you go. I like a few more nuts.
Or actually, Jay, I would like fewer nuts and more nougat. Whatever the hell nougat is.
Yeah, whatever nougat is. I'd like a little more of it.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. And we have 10 minutes left in the show, so you could still call in and tell us what you're going to do, what you're cooking out, if you're cooking out. Yeah. On this
tell us your favorite war movie.
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite war movie, or, you know, maybe you prefer TV shows like Gomer Pyle, McHale's Navy. It was a movie, wasn't it? No, McHale's Navy was a TV show, yeah.
Yeah. Or Sharky CPO.
Uh-huh.
That lasted 6 weeks with Don Rickles. And you could call us at 661-244-9852. Come on, Jesse Ferg. We gave you your own music, for God's sakes. I don't rent out the Schmoopster for just anyone. Well, yes, I do. So. I'll tell you what, Jay, man, I may get to close early tomorrow night.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
Yeah, well, yeah, it happens on the actual holiday. You know, the day before is always really busy. People getting their beer. Then by 5 o'clock on the day after, they're all tired.
They're probably worn out.
Yeah, they've beaten their wife and kicked their kids. And they got to go back to work on Tuesday.
Yeah, they need to rest up,
sleep
it off.
Yeah, you know, you'll get the occasional, man, I'm hungover and it's 7 p.m. I need a Milwaukee's Best. But for the most part,
yeah,
they're done.
Yeah, well, yeah, you'll have a few people that'll come through and grab a road pop, a 40-ouncer.
Yep. A road soda.
Yeah, and then run through Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Just to cap
Ooh.
Off the holiday.
We have a call, and I don't know who this is.
All right.
740, you're with Stupid.
Hello, is this the help desk for Ancestry.com?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi. My name is Sal Bundy, and I'm having trouble with the website. Hey, guys.
Well, the website is very self-explanatory. It's very simple
yeah.
to use. Any inbred can handle it.
You just push buttons. It all comes up the same.
Yeah.
But how can I tell it's a button? I can't read.
Yeah, well, as Boomhauer once said, you know, that dang old internet, that's just easy. You just click, 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 www, whatever, you know.
That is true.
It's Jesse Ferg, everybody.
Yes, it is.
Really? This is huge.
Calling in from parts unknown.
That is, yeah, yeah.
740. Isn't that an Ohio
yes,
exchange?
Yes,
holy cow, dude.
Oh, God, there's a whole mess of Ohio people on the internet.
I know.
Do you live near Chillicothe?
No, I live in Marion.
Really? Okay.
The birthplace of Warren G. Harding.
I know.
Ever.
Yeah, one of the most handsome, evidently. The ladies loved him.
So
yeah,
did the men.
Yeah, they did.
He's the one who made Taft's bathtub smaller.
That he did. He was a bastard in doing so.
Yes. Well, this is cool.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, know what you got to do, Jesse and J-Man?
What's that?
Well, we got 6 minutes left. Jesse has to say hi to the chick who did his intro.
Do what now?
Hi, Jesse.
Ooh.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. The reason why I was out, I was in the hospital the last 2 weeks. Well, 7 or 10 days.
Oh, my goodness.
What were you in the hospital for?
Having heart trouble.
Oh, God.
You're a little young for that.
Oh, I know. I know, but it was getting to the point where I would nearly pass out every single day and couldn't even get out of bed. I found out several vital levels of, like, potassium and oxygen were very low.
Oh, boyfriend. Potassium level. I am there with you.
I hear you there. How's it going with you, by the way?
It's good. It's good.
Oh, that's good to hear. It really is good to hear. Had a scare there for a little bit.
Yeah, did. Did they give you potassium?
Yes, they did. Gigantic horse pills. They gave me, at first they gave me 3 of them per dosage, and then it dropped it down to 2.
Oh, well, at least you didn't get it in your veins.
Well, that is true. Oh, I couldn't imagine what that would have been like.
Burned. It burns.
They couldn't just tell you to eat a banana?
Well, they actually did tell me to eat it seductively. The nurses were kind of turned on, but...
Hold on.
That was very good, J-Man.
Well, I'm no doctor, so, you know, maybe...
Hey, that's your nose.
Hey, Jesse, we got like 4 minutes left, or 3 minutes left now. I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
You said you're from Marion?
Yes.
Do you live there still?
Yes.
Do they still have doubles there?
No, they do not.
What? No doubles,
yeah,
hamburgers?
No, they took it out a long time ago, and when I was a kid, those were awesome.
I know.
Ironically enough, the only time I passed it when I was a kid was when I was visiting my grandmother in prison in Marysville.
There's another one to keep, Damon. Oh, my God.
You know, I think
doubles
you can...
Doubles was the best.
It was, man.
I think you could come up with a good country song out of Grandma.
Didn't you come up with a good country song for my entire life? That's just one thing.
They don't have doubles, but Grandma's in prison.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, this turned out to be a pretty good show. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What happened? Somebody bought it out, and then they went out of business.
Do you still have Wyandotte snack foods up there?
Yes, we do.
Oh, there you go. Purveyors of popcorn and corn chips and all the like. All right. Well, we got about a minute left. Oh, Jesse, thanks for calling in, dude.
Hey, no problem, man. You guys keep it up. This is awesome.
All right.
Thanks a lot, bud.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
And, J-Man, right. you were awesome as well.
And you were awesome.
I know.
And we'll figure out next week at sometime here in the next few days. Got the R-Man's graduation. Schedule's different, so.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right, then,
well, thanks
everybody.
Thanks for everyone. Thanks for Jesse and Jamie for calling in and everyone for listening.
Thank you, Jamie. And Mike in the chat room and Sue and guests. And I am the universe who wandered in.
Yes. And the Smoopster.
And the Smoopster.
She almost acted human this week.
Yeah.
Later, guys. Thanks.
Bye.